On today's show, Tesla faces a huge cost disadvantage in China. Audi is using artificial intelligence to help build better cars, and the U.S. Congress just might extend those subsidies for electric cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Tesla and General Motors have lobbied Congress to increase the number of electric vehicles that qualify for a $7,500 tax credit, and it looks like those efforts are paying off. Nevada Senator Dean Heller just introduced legislation to eliminate the cap, but it would phase out the tax credit completely by 2022. Currently, once an automaker sells 200,000 EVs, the credit starts to phase out. Tesla has already reached that number, and GM says it will hit it by the end of the year. Meanwhile, Tesla just bought the land it needs to build an assembly plant in China, and it really needs it. China recently slapped a 25% import tariff on American-made vehicles, on top of a 15% tariff that already existed. Thanks to those taxes, Bloomberg reports that a Tesla Model X 75D costs about $144,000 in China. If those tariffs were not in place, it would cost $88,000. And in the U.S., the same model costs about $80,000. But if Tesla made cars in China, they would qualify for sales subsidies. The cost of a comparable car from NIO now costs $55,000 thanks to government subsidies. BMW is finally shipping its gargantuan SUV, the X7. You know, we're in a world where customers increasingly want SUVs, and BMW needed a full-size three-row utility in its lineup. Starting at $75,000 in the U.S. market, this thing is going to generate big, fat profit margins for the Bavarian automaker. The X7 will come down the same assembly line in Spartanburg, South Carolina, as do the BMW X3, 4, 5, and 6. The base engine is an inline 3-liter 6, generating 335 horsepower and 330 pound-feet of torque. There's also an optional twin-turbo 4.4-liter V8, generating 456 horsepower and 479 pound-feet of torque. Both are mated to an 8-speed automatic. You know, there is a ton of information available on this beast, so click on the link in the transcript available on our website or in the description box below to learn more about it. Coming up next, the auto industry is getting ever more involved with augmented reality and artificial intelligence.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Head-up displays with augmented reality may seem like science fiction to some, but supplier Continental is bringing the technology closer to reality. It's figured out a way to shrink the size of the projection unit and says industrializing the technology is within reach. Conti has revealed a full-color demonstrator to show how it works. Audi is testing using artificial intelligence for quality inspections at its press shop in Ingolstadt, Germany. The company currently uses humans and cameras to inspect sheet metal parts for cracks, but it can also be time-consuming. So Audi developed software mainly in-house that is able to automatically recognize cracks in parts in only a few seconds. In the future, the company says machine learning can be used for other visual quality inspections, like at paint or assembly shops. When it comes to sales, the Mustang is killing the Camaro. Coming up next, we'll show you how Chevy is fighting back.
2.4%. That's how much air pressure the average tire loses in a month, and it can make a big difference. Visit ButylRubber.com to see how ExxonMobil's Halo Butyl technology keeps tires inflated longer. Strength from the inside out.
Say, did Chevy just raid the paint closet over at Dodge? The 2019 Camaro will be available with this eye-popping color called Shock Yellow. On top of new front and rear-end styling, the muscle car will also come with a bunch of new accessories and performance parts, including new ground effects, cold air intake kits, Brembo brake upgrades, and 1LE suspension components. The new color and add-ons will be displayed on a Camaro SS show car at SEMA, which also features concept front-end styling. One out of every four Skoda models delivered last year was sold in the Chinese market, and the Czech automaker just revealed its first SUV coupe called the Kodiaq GT, which will be exclusive to the region. Its 2-liter engine comes in two power outputs and can be paired to front or all-wheel drive. It also gets connectivity features, a number of driver assistance systems, and a virtual cockpit. With the introduction of the Kodiaq GT, China will be the only market where Skoda offers four SUVs. And be sure to join us this Thursday for Autoline After Hours, when we'll take a deep dive into the Ford Flathead V8, which came out 86 years ago. Craig Cole, who works at AutoGuide, is a hardcore Flathead fan and will drag an engine into the studio. So join us for a good nuts and bolts show when we go live tomorrow afternoon. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.